This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
On the upcoming This Week in Agribusiness, I sat down with Susan McIsaac, Discovery Science Lead for the Climate Corporation, to discuss how variable rate scripting tools in Climate Field View can help farmers maximize profitability.
It's really important to get that crop off to a good start, isn't it?
It is. All of those decisions that you make at planting really set you up for a successful harvest. And we also know fields can be really variable, so it's important to have a plan. It's important to make those decisions and set yourself up for success, and Climate Field View can help develop that plan.
Addressing that variability with a customized planting plan can really help profitability, can it not?
It can. We've shown that there's a yield benefit to using Climate's advanced seed scripting. In 2017, users who used advanced seed scripting saw a 5 bushel per acre yield gain versus farmers who were writing their own scripts.
To see the entire interview, make sure to catch This Week in Agribusiness. And to learn more, visit climate.com.
Off at Air Force Base in Nebraska is where they keep the doomsday jets, as they are called. One of which would become a command center for the President of the United States if he needed to be aloft for a long time. The Omaha newspaper is out with a story about how those jets, the giant E-4B night watch jets, two of them, got damaged last summer during a tornado that hit Offutt with its 110-mile-an-hour winds. The crew scrambled to save the planes, and though the aircraft sustained some damage, the planes were backed up by another Air Force plane, relocated to another base. From This Week in Agribusiness, coming up in 2 weeks is National Agriculture Day. It'll be observed on Tuesday the 20th. I'll be in Washington, D.C., hosting a panel that day. But here's something to file away in your mind as you think about agriculture in the U.S. The food we buy for our family is not the biggest expenditure most families have. In fact, food isn't even the second greatest expenditure. When families in some countries buy their food, they spend more than half their annual income to feed the families. In the U.S., it's just about 12%. And in fact, we spend more for housing and we spend more for transportation of our families than we do to feed them, according to the Department of Agriculture. Did you hear the story about that errant email in Utah that went to all of the lawyers in the state? Sent out yesterday by the Utah State Bar. It had a photo of a nude female chest. The association issued a follow-up tweet late in the afternoon. It said, "Apologies to all who received an inappropriate email from the Utah State Bar. We are aware of the situation and are investigating the matter." Well, you know, it is a good reminder that great care is needed and in haste. Whether it's email, social media messaging, or texts, one slip can be embarrassing and damaging. I have a recent example. This was just last week. A woman and I were texting about an appointment for our television show, while she apparently was texting her daughter at the same time. And all of a sudden, on my screen, this one popped up. "Miss you, sweet cheeks." And I responded, I hadn't been called that in many, many, many years. "Ha ha, oops," she replied. "That was for my daughter." That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.